Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masachet Arachim Daf Dalad Amud Aleph. After concluding our survey through many of the Mishnayot and Braitot that use first the formula Akol, and then Akol Chayavin or Akol Ksherin to include Kohanim, Levim v'Yisraelim, and clarifying in each case that it was the Kohanim who were needed, we needed to include them, we now return to analyzing our Mishnah. Hakom ma'arichin, Kohanim Levim v'Yisraelim, that's our Mishnah, Pshita, should be obvious. And again, Amar Rav Elonitzuchai Elul Ben Bukhri, it's again for the Kohanim, based on the Mishnah in Shkalim, quoting Ben Bukhri. Now, Amar Rav Yehuda, Hedin Ben Bukhri b'Yavne, so he testified in Yavne, this is an Eduyot, but it's actually in Shkalim, Kohen Shokel Eino Chote, if a Kohen wants to give Machzid HaShekel, he's not sinning, but that means is, he does not need to give it. Amar Rav Yehuda, Zakai Lochein, Ela Kol Kohen She'eino Shokel Chote. It's the opposite. If he doesn't give, he is sinning because he has to give. Meaning it's machloken, and according to Ben Bukhri, they're not obligated. What's the reason? Rechman Zakai explains why the Kohanim rationalize not giving. You cannot eat a minchat Kohen. And they reasoned. If we contribute, then that means that all of these public mnachot are also co-owned by us. They can't be eaten. And we do eat them, so it must be that we're not supposed to contribute. Now, Ben Bukhri, Nami, Kirin Lachatchil, Lo Michai Vilituye, so according to Ben Bukhri, since, even though they may give, but they're not Chayav originally to give, he mighty Nami Chotehu, then how can they give? To come Ayachun Azara, they're bringing Chulin into the Azara, the stuff they're not obligated to bring. The answer is, the mighty Lehu Masul the Tzibur. They give it and they hand it over to the Tzibur, and the Tzibur donates it. Okay, they give it as a voluntary gift. Now that's fine. But in the meantime, in the parsha of Arachim, it says all Arachim have to be b'shekel hakodesh. Called the iter b'shkolim iter Arachim. So I might think that only those people who are obligated to donate machzina shekel are included in Arachim as donators, as committers. They are not obligated in Shkalim, they tell Arachim, perhaps if they commit to Arachim, there's no obligation. So Kamash Malan, that they are, that's why Mishnah has to say it. Amar Le Abaye, so Abaye turned to Rabbah and said, Hai v'chol erkecha, l'chol Arachim sh'ata marich lo yu p'chutin misela hudata. That's a sugya that we're going to see chiefly in the second parak. But the drasha is that pasuk is used to teach that if you have to estimate a fellow's ability to give, and he can only give a certain amount, the minimum amount is a shekel. So Elamar Baye, so Baye says there's a different reason. I would not have thought that Machzid HaShekel is tied in, but rather, when it comes to Pinyan HaBen, it says that you redeem them from 1 month old Be'erkecha, with that value, called the Ita Pinyan HaBen Ita Barachin. I might think that Arachin only applies to those people who are obligated in Pinyan HaBen. Vani Kohanim Hoyo V'Leitanim Pinyan HaBen L'Leitanim Barachin, which, by the way, would mean, by extension, Levim also is a Chidush, that we would say that they are included in Arachin, because I would think that since you're not obligated in Pinyan HaBen, you're not committed to Arachin, Kamash Polan. So Amale Rava turned to him and said, that's no good, because Lamiata, Gabi El Asham, Dichtiv, at Ashway Viladnoi, Ayotim Hatson Be'erkecha. As he says, if you think that every time it says Be'erkecha, it immediately ties into Arachim, and says only people in this parsha are obligated in Arachim, then daisy chain that further. In the context of Asham Gzelot, at the end of Parshat Vayikra, when it says you have to bring an Asham Be'erkecha, which is how we know that it's at least two shkalim, two kama kesef, achinam midchol de itav arachin etav bael hasham. So now daisy chain it further. Only people who are obligated in arachin or included in arachin have a value are obligated to bring the el hasham. So tum tum and joganus leitano barachin, as we saw in our mishnah, leitano bael hasham. They don't have to bring an el hasham if they steal or don't pay back a debt and they take a shvua falsely about that. Now Amar Rava goes back and says, okay, I admit my answer for Machzid HaShekel was no good. Your thing, Binyan HaBen, was no good. If you take Rav Ashi, perhaps Rav Ashi, who came and said, that if a fellow commits and can't pay, we put him before the Kohen to clarify, to sort of do the financial aid scene and see how much he can pay. Kohen, meaning it's like a non-Kohen coming before the Kohen. So Kamash Balan, that even a Kohen could be somebody who is committing. Now, Ne'erachin, why do we say Kol Ne'erachin? Natuyim Enuval Umukashchin. And we mentioned this already in the first shiur at the beginning of the Masachet, that everybody is included as Ne'erachin, that means as targets of commitment, and that includes even somebody who's physically repulsive. Literally somebody who's disgusting and who's filled with boils. Minhanimili, how do we know that somebody like that really is included? The Tana Rabbanan, we have somewhat of a long braita here. Be'er kechal avi erech satum. And we're going to take this braita apart piece by piece. The braita says, be'er kechal avi erech satum. What that means is when you say erech and you don't identify a target. We'll see how that plays out. You have to give the erech of a person, not an erech of his limbs. Meaning, if you say the erech of this guy's hand is on me, I might think that even means if you say his heart, there it says, meaning something that as long as it's vital to the person, that counts as the person. And now I darshan nefashot velo hamet. Meaning, if I say an erech of somebody who's already dead, it doesn't count. I know that a mate is out. What about a goseis, who's somebody who's on his deathbed, is about to die? And we're going to see the discussion about that. Tamud lomar v'hamid v'harich. Meaning, that even though this pasuk is about the Kohen standing up the committer and assessing his value to see if he can't give the full amount, how much he can give, we interpret it as being about the target and saying the target should be stood there and to identify how much he's, his erech is. So, meaning, only somebody who can be stood up in front of the Kohen can be included as a target of arachin. And therefore, Goses is out. Tavar acher, nefashot, and by the way, it seems like we're doing a little overkill, sorry for the pun, on the word nefashot, ain't the ela echad shericha chad. So far, I only know that if one guy commits to the erech of another guy, he's chayav. Echad sherich mea minayin. What if he says, I'm taking the erech of that whole family or that whole group? Tamadoma nefashot, in the plural. Tavar acher, nefashot, and again, we're using nefashot a lot, ain't the ela isharich ben ish ben isha. All I know is if a man commits to give a man or a woman's value, because the whole parsha is ish, isha sharicha ish, isha sharicha isha. What if the woman is the committer, either of a man's value or a woman's value? Minayin? Tamadoma nefashot. Tavar acher, nefashot, rabot minuva lemukashchim. That the last piece of it is nefashot is also to say any life counts, even if it's somebody repulsive. Shachol neder berkecha. Why would I think not? Because neder berkecha teaches me damim. I might think that arachin only applies to people who also have damim, meaning of a subjective value. Tamadomer nefashot. Good. We're not done with the brayta. Vayah erkecha lerabot tumtum vandroginos ledamim. So Vayakacha extends it and says, even though Tuntum and Droginos don't have Arachim, because they're not Zachar or Nekeva, they do have Damim, because they have subjective value. Shachol, Nedabarakacha, Koshishno Arachin, Yeshtum and Damim, now flipping Munavul Mukashchin inside out. And saying, I might think that only if you're in the chart of Arachim, are you included in Damim? Koshishno Arachin and Damim, Tamadomar, Vayakacha, Zachar. Meaning, Zachar velo Tuntum and Droginos, a zachar, but not a safek zachar, has a value, has an erech. Chol be'erech isha, al yub'erech isha. Maybe tumtum droginos are counted like women, which is the smaller amount. Chol zachar, v'mekevahi. Nekevah is parallel to zachar. Zachar v'adai nekevah v'adait, only a certain male or certain female. Tumtum droginos. So not tumtum droginos for arachim. But yes, for damim, because of nefashot. Okay? Erez of ayakacha. Good, that's the breita. Now that breita included the key line that we're looking for, which is menuvel mukashchin is included in ne'erachin because they're of a certain age and a certain gender and their subjective value is not an issue. Now let's take this whole breita apart. Start from the beginning. Amar mar be'erkachal about erach satum. My erach satum, what's an erach satum? Erach satum alai. A guy just says erach alai or erach satum alai, some erach. He gives the smallest amount, which is 3, which is the amount of a girl who is between the age of a month and 5 years. Take a look at the first page of the handout with the whole parsha's there. Ve'ema chamishim, why don't we go for the top amount? The answer is very simple. Tavastamu below tafasta, tavastamu below tafasta. You can't grab the biggest amount. You can only grab the smallest amount, because when the person said erech, the most you know he's committed to is 3. Ve'ema shekel, so if you're going to go down to 1. Dichtiv cholakachai yebashal shekel akodesh. That, after all, a shekel is mentioned there. The answer is Ahuba Sagyadu Dichtiv. That's talking about somebody who can't pay the whole amount. The minute on a pair is a shekel. Valakral Amali. So if that's the case, then what's the pasuk that says, Vaya Erkecha, to teach me that, that it's, that, Erech Satum? The answer is Amar Nachman, Amar Vua, Lomar Sheinun Don Mesag Yad. So version one is that it teaches you that this guy doesn't have Hesag Yad, which means if he said Erech Satum Alai, he has to pay 3 shkalim, and even if he can't afford it, that's what he has to pay. And if he pays only 1, he's not Yotze. My Tama, I mean, if he only pays 1, if that's all he has, he's not Yotze, he still has to pay the full 3. Kimefarish Tami, because it's as if he said 3. The minute you say I'm going to give 3, there is no Hesag Yad deal. Ikadamri, there's another version, it's the opposite. Nachman Ravua, and Don Besigyad. The pasuk is there to say that Erech Satum is like a regular Erech. His commitment is 3, but he can also come down lower if that's all he can afford. Pshita, so Mauritamakum Farshnami. I might have thought that when you say Erech Satum, it's like you said 3. Kamash Balan, you didn't. Alright, so the two opposite conclusions there. Davaracher, back to the bright. Davarakacha, Erech Kulonotem, Venotain Erech Teme Ivarim. You don't give value of limbs. But you just used Be'erkecha to tell me about Erech Satum. How can you use it for this? The answer is Kari Be'erech and Be'erkecha. Meaning the word Erech alone gives me Erech Satum. And Be'erkecha, the added Chaf, which is really not a pronominal suffix, but rather part of the word, but an essential word, is there to tell me that it also teaches me about Erech Kulo and not Erech Evarim. Back to the Braita. I might think that even if you give the heart or the head or something else vital, that it's, that doesn't count. Nefashot. Therefore it says nefashot. And then we said nefashot for lo tamet. Wait a second. Vapikta, you already used nefashot for vital organs. Now you're using nefashot to exclude mate. Vapikta. So karibay nefesh nefashot. So just like we did with Erkacha, we said that nefesh and nefashot, the fact that nefesh alone teaches me not limbs, and nefashot is that it teach me v'lo tamet. Now, otziat tamet v'lo otziat goseis, the Braita continued, maybe only a mate is excluded, not a goseis. Tam lomar v'meit v'arich. Good. So, yachi meit nami tepuklim v'meit arich. So now, why did I need nefashot to get rid of the mate? Hamid Varich, just as much as it gets rid of a goseis who can't be stood in front of the coin, gets rid of the mate. The answer is Enachinami. Indeed, that's where we get rid of the mate from Hamid Varich. So what did I need Nefesh Nefashot for? One was for the vital limb. And the Ba'inu Memer Kaman, as we're going to see a little bit later, the Racher Nefashot Ein Li Ela Chad Sherich Echad Chad Shech Me'aminayin. How do I know that if one person commits to giving the Erech of many people, he's included Tamadom and Nefashot? Okay, so now I've got two drashot. One is vital organs, the other is multiple people. Commitment to multiple arachim. Davar acher, I have another drasha. Nefashot, ein li ela ish sharich ben ish ben isha. All I know is that if a man commits, isha sharicha ish ve isha, but if a woman commits, whether to a man or woman's value, sharicha isha menayin, tamud lomar nefashot. And then for our drasha, which is to include a repulsive person. Now, how can you use it for mukashchin? You already used nefashot for the vital organ, and for one guy with multiples, and for a woman being included. The answer is hanach lo tzrichi kra. The answer is that including multiples and the woman don't need a pasuk, my taima. Kishakulu v'yavau kulam. Meaning, the word nefesh alone could teach me vital organs, could teach me that a woman's also included, could teach me also multiples. So therefore, since I don't know which to bring, I'm going to include all of them. So therefore I have the extra nefashot to tell me that even somebody who's repulsive, so nefesh alone brings three things because all three of them are equally compelling to be brought, and therefore I include them all, and nefashot is there to add in the maneuver of lukashchin, which is our original search. Now, that's what we said. Damim lamalikra. Why do I need a pasuk for damim? Lo yei ala dmei dikla. After all, if you commit to me, bring the value of a basket or a tree or something, then you're chayev. So why should that be any different? Ilo ala dmei dikla milo yayev. If you said I'm going to bring the value of this tree, aren't you chayev? So I'm a rav alamar shenidon bichvodo. Special chiddush that if you say I'm going to bring the damim of this guy's head, then you have to bring his whole value. I might think that since damim and arachim are tied, only things which are arachim, do we then say, if I say I'm going to bring the value of this guy's head, damim, that we then take the whole body? But if he's not in the arachim parsha, then I just say his head. So therefore, it's the chiddush is to say that vayar kacha is to say the nidon mechvodo. That's Rava. Amar Abaye, udlo ita barachim minidon mechvodo. He says that's not true. If you're not in the parsha of arachim, then we say a head is a head, and a head does not carry the whole body. Vatanya, rosh eved is a hektish. If a guy says I'm being makdish the head of this eved, who hektish tafinbo? Then you and hektish are partners. You own the body. Hektish owns the head. Figure that one out. Rosh Eved Machur Lachar, if you sell the Rosh Eved, Mishamnin Benem, then you have to negotiate, meaning the Rosh does not drag it along. Rosh, we're going to ask later, but an Eved is an Arachin. Rosh Chamor Zehekdesh, if you're Makdish, meaning for Domim, the head of this donkey, Huvakdesh Tafinbo, again, your partners, so Rosh does not bring the whole donkey. Rosh Chamor Machur Lachar, Mishamnin Benem, again, you have to negotiate. Rosh Parah Machur Lachar, now we go to a cow. All that's sold is the head. Even if you're maktish the head of a cow, hektish only owns the head. He says the reason is because people buy a cow's head at the slaughterhouse. In other words, it's a separate entity. But the point is, donkeys and cows are not in the parsha of arachim. And you see that when you are sanctify or sell or dedicate the head, the body doesn't come along with it. It's only the head. But the answer is but you're telling me you're bringing me a proof that starts with an eved. An eved is included in arachin, as we saw in our Mishnah. And still doesn't drag the head. When it's kochim izbeach, it's only the head. When it's kochim izbeach, it brings along the whole thing, just like arachin. So you're saying that case that we just said was kochim izbeach, ema seifa v'lo orel afil amar rosh paraza hektesh and hektesh al rosha. In that brayta we said that if you're makdish the head of the para, the hektesh only owns the head. Amaytiv shel kedusha b'chula, and when you're makdish the head of an animal to the mizbeach, the whole thing should become kodesh, as we'll see. Milotanya, we have the famous machlok at Omer Raglach Zu Ola. Anything you give of it is kodesh, meaning mimenu kodesh for lo kula kodesh. If you give part, only part's kodesh. I might think that the whole thing is just chulin. So the pasuk says yihyeh kodesh, meaning it stays as it is. If you're makdish a limb, that limb is kodesh, and the rest of the animal's not. It doesn't spread. Sell the whole animal. People who need an ola. And all the money you get is chulin, except for the value, let's say, of that leg that you then have to give to Kodesh. Divrei Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, they disagree. If you dedicate the leg of an animal and call it an ola, shekula ola, the whole animal is an ola. The same pasuk called Sheiten Men Ladunai Yeh Kodesh, meaning anything you give of it becomes Kodesh, meaning Rabotat Kula, if you give part of it, the whole thing becomes Kodesh. And so Rameyer, Afilim Mandama, ain't kula kola, kula ola. Even according to Rameyer, who says it's not all an ola, Hanimili the Akish Tavar Shem Shematul Yabo. That's only because you're Makdish something like the leg, which is not vital. Aval Tavar Shem Shematul Yabo, Rameyer would agree that if you're Makdish the heart or the head, Kacha Kula. that's all kodesh. So how come in the case when you said makdish to rosh para, it doesn't spread and the whole thing become kodesh? Why do you say you and hekdesh are co-owners? So lokash makdishat aguf habakdishat damim. Well, it's kedushat aguf when you say I'm going to put this cow on the mizbeach, it spreads. But it's kedushat damim when you say I'm dedicating the head of this cow to use the money for to buy korbanot for the mizbeach. Kedushat damim, then it doesn't spread. So Rabbi turns to Rav and says, "Makdish achal ledamav kadosh kedushat aguf." If you have a male animal and you makdish it ledamav, meaning to use its money to bring a korban, it's kadosh kedushat aguf and now has inherent sanctity and should spread. So halokasha ha'daktish kula ha'daktish chad meiver. If you makdish the whole thing, it's right. It's kedushat aguf. Makdish one ever, then no nidan michvodo, and you give the money. Chad ever nami boye bu ilan. But even one aver is a question that we asked. The boy rabbi, ikdish aver ledamav mau. What if you makdish a leg for its damim? What's the deal? The answer is kibaylan betam. That question was about an animal that's tam that could go on the mizbeach. Hachamamun to mean a chamor. So this para must have been a balmum, kind of like the chamor that was in the breita. So balmum nami buibaylan. We even asked about a balmum. What if you say the value of my head goes to the Mizbeach, meaning that money will be redeemed and then put to the Mizbeach? So Rabbah asked that before he had the Braita. After that long Braita that we saw about the Chamor, etc., he didn't ask the question anymore. Okay, Gufa, Bari Rabbah, Dmei Roshi Legabe Mizbeach Mahu. What if you do commit to give the value of your head? Nidon Mechvodo or Nidon Mechvodo? The question is it Nidon Mechvodo? Meaning, do you say then you take your entire value and give it, or just the head? So, on the one hand, Lashkachan Medomim Deinon Nidon Mechvodo. There's no such thing as Domim without Nidon Mechvodo. On the other hand, Lashkachan Mizbeach Nidon Mechvodo. And when it comes to the Mizbeach, the only what you committed is given, not the rest of the body. So, Teiku. So, Boy Rava, then he asks a parallel question. If you say I'm going to give my value to the mizbeach, mahu nido mesegad or enon dido mesegad? Do we now have hesegad? Meaning, if you can't afford the whole thing, you get aid, you get a lower amount. On the one hand, lo hashkachan barachin de nido mesegad. Arachin is always available to hesegad. But on the other hand, anything dedicated to mizbeach is always redeemed by its actual value. So again, teiku. Ancestral land, the mizbeach, mahu, meaning it redeem it and its value go to the mizbeach. In Parshat Bahar, the end of Vayikra, right after our Parshat Arachim, there's this very specific amount that says a Beit Kur, 30 Sa'ah, is 50 shekel kasef. Redemption, and therefore there's no hesegiad. Therefore we have the set amount, and therefore it doesn't matter what it's really worth. But on the other hand, any redemption to the mizbeach is always by its real worth. And again, teiku. Okay, we'll pick it up in the next podcast with analysis of the end of Mishnah Aleph, which is the Pachot Ben Chodesh, and we'll study also Mishnah Bet. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.